Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Real life in the real world. Devotions from the Book of Psalms. Hostility toward the Lord. Welcome to you all. Today we will be learning from Psalm 2. In previous sessions of this podcast, we saw how Psalm 1 showed us the different ways for individuals to live their lives. Psalm 2 follows up with the different ways nations make choices regarding God. We will start with Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." Verse 1, the peoples devise a vain thing. This psalm starts right away with rebellion against God. The nations and leaders actually devise a vain thing. This clearly demonstrates man's corruption and wickedness as they scheme and make plans against God. They think they know better than God. It's absurd for any person or nation to believe they can undermine or overpower God. At first, it appears so. But when the end of the ages come, everyone will see God's judgment on this. Reality is, many people and cultures and even entire nations unite in various ways to mock God and his purposes, and therefore are intent on doing evil. Simply reading the Old Testament and watching how rebellion against God caused wicked horrors in a nation, such as child sacrifice. Going against God for any country or leader or people brings about the result of more and more depraved wickedness. Let's dive deeper into this. In our world today, it's no different than the Old Testament. Countries, leaders, and people go against God, and then more and more wickedness comes about. There is nothing new under the sun. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Mussolini, Pol Pot, etc., were known throughout history as evil atheist dictators that tortured and killed the multitudes. They set themselves to be above God and made themselves their own God. Look at what happens when a leader, nations, and a culture does this. Examples: Mussolini was an Italian dictator who led his people with severe cruelty. His regime was violent and oppressive, and many families were murdered. Pol Pot was a Cambodian dictator who ordered mass genocide on his own country. During his reign as prime minister, his policies led to the death of around 2 million people, which was 25% of the entire population. Mao had disastrous policies for his country, which caused the Great Famine. History states 15 million to 55 million people were killed between 1959 to 1961. Mao also created the Cultural Revolution, which resulted in widespread persecution and great suffering for many, many people. This type of evil leadership is how rulers devise a vain thing, as stated in Psalm 2, verse 1. They judge God by thinking his ways are like cords of bondage, when in reality, God frees a nation from that when they walk in his ways. Because they wanted to go against God, wanted not to believe in God, they and their helpers did unthinkable atrocities while trying to stamp out any religion. Many religious debaters use these as examples of what happens when you remove God and embrace man's evil ways without God. Just like in the Old Testament times, evil rulers did horrific things against people. They wanted to be bowed down to instead of bowing down to God. Rage is a typical response toward God when anyone wants to remove him and put themselves into God's place. But it doesn't stop there. It continues with hatred aimed at those who choose to worship the one true God instead of the false God they have made themselves to be. But Psalm 2 reminds us that their intentions are all vanity because they are all doomed for what they have done. They plan to overthrow God, but in the end, on Judgment Day, they will be overthrown by a just, angry God. Yes, much horrific happenings occur because of them. But at the final judgment, God will make what was unfair and unjust punished for all eternity. Verse 2, against. The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The nations and the peoples led by their kings and rulers direct their hostility against the Lord. The target of their aggression is against God, whether they believe in him or not. The words take their stand against the Lord means deliberate preparation to arrange themselves against God's ways. It is a hostile intent. They brainstorm how they can rebel against God instead of surrender to him. It's done with deliberate planning. It's not by accident, but it is with intent. Against his anointed means Messiah. In Greek, it is expressed from the English title Christ. This is Jesus, Israel's Messiah. So they are not only coming against God, but against Christ. In the end, it doesn't matter because God always wins the battle against evil. Revelation 17, verse 14, these will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and the chosen and the faithful. Worldly leaders that come against God in Jesus will be greatly punished by God's justice for all that they have done. Matthew 25, verse 46, and these will go away into eternal punishment. Verse 3, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. These wicked ones believe God's wise ways are fetters or chains of bondage, instead of realizing God's ways are cords of love that keep humans from wickedness and destruction by their own devices. As seen in the Old Testament and throughout all of history, it is obvious that the intent to rebel against God and his wisdom is nothing new under the sun in a perfect place called heaven. Lucifer the devil had the intent to go against God's supreme rule and sovereign ways, and that didn't turn out well for him. Adam and Eve were in the perfect place called the Garden of Eden, but they rejected God's warning and instead chose to rebel by wanting to decide for themselves what was good and what was evil, to be equal to God, just like Satan wanted to. That didn't go well for Adam and Eve. In the days of the judges in the Old Testament, the people rejected God's wise ways and replaced them with their own foolish ways, and that didn't end well for them. As it states in Judges 17, verse 6. Every man did what was right in his own eyes, even if it was wrong in God's eyes. We will end here for Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3. When people follow their own heart or their own desires and devices, it never ends, especially in eternity. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? This is why it's so important to continually pray for godly leaders and courageous Christians. Godly leaders will bring peace to our land. Courageous Christians will bring God's blessings. We must never bow the knee to anyone or any culture that has the intent of rebelling against any of God's ways. We don't give in or give up. We don't surrender to going against any of God's ways, or it doesn't end well. God tells us to hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Romans 12, verse 9. He also wants us to stand against the evil. Psalm 94, verse 16. Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Who will take a stand for me against those who do wickedness? Psalm 24, verses 11 through 12. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does he not know who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? Isaiah 1, verse 17. Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Okay, everyone, that is it for today. Lots to think about. But as we think about people who rebel against God's ways and the great harm it does to a nation and people, we know God is sovereign. And in the end, he is just. We personally can make sure we never give in to any wickedness our country embraces, but instead stand against it in whatever ways that looks like to us personally. Thanks for being here today and going through the hard topics. Not all of God's word is fun to hear, but it is necessary for us to know so we know how to always choose him. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.